Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and friends beyond the binary, it's time to get rawr like denim, because it's time for Sleep With Me, the podcast that has you purring like a kitten or snoring like a dog, the podcast that puts you to sleep. Thanks, and tonight's episode's made possible by the hard work of Chris Posty Posterson from Sounds Like an Earful Studios, who edited this episode and did the theme music. Jonathan Mann is Honor Lullabies. Scotty and Jennifer, Honor, Honor, Honor Artwork. I'm at Dearest Scooter on Twitter. That's where the best place to find me. Make sure you're subscribed to the podcast in iTunes or whatever podcatcher you use. And the listeners have a Facebook group, sleepwithmepodcast.com/nods, N-O-D-S. I want to thank the moderators over there who are like moderating the community. And I want to thank Julie and Jennifer, Summer and Sarah, Stacy, Lauren Keith, who nodded right over there. And that's it. Thanks. And let's get on with the show. All right. Hey, are you up all night tossing, turning, mind racing, trouble getting to sleep, trouble staying asleep? Well, welcome. This is Sleep With Me, the podcast that's here to put you to sleep. Tonight, we're live at dusk, a special live on location dusk show at a wetlands area in Florida, and I don't know when you'll be hearing this. If you're new here, not all episodes are recorded on location, but this one is, and we'll see how it goes. This is the first ever episode I've recorded right at dusk. I don't have an exact time. It's actually just about 7 p.m. My parents just left their house. It was going to have a party, you know, but in this retirement, I couldn't get anybody to come, so I said, well, then I'll record a podcast episode. But if you're new here, this is a podcast to put you to sleep. We do it with a bedtime story. All you need to do is get in bed, turn out the lights, and press play. I'm going to do the rest. What I'm going to do is try to create a safe place, and tonight that safe place will be bathed in the sounds of the late evening. Really lovely sounds, and the sky, and all that. But here's what's going to happen. Usually the show opens with about 10 minutes, 5 minutes of business, like credits and how we pay the bills. Then about a 12-minute intro. This one will be a short intro, so we can get straight into the outside noises. And I think that's it. Like, the key things you need to remember, there's about 500-plus shows in our archive. So if ambient noise doesn't work for you, you can try any of our older shows and check those out. But if you're new here, the usual rules are you don't have to pay attention to me, you don't have to listen. You're also under no pressure to fall asleep. And if you're new here, you're under no pressure. Just give this podcast a couple tries. I hope it helps you fall asleep. The reason I made it is because I've always had trouble on and off sleeping. And I'm always looking for something to distract me from whatever's keeping me up at night. For me, it's usually thinking. Sometimes it can be just not getting comfortable. Sometimes it can be I don't know why I can't fall asleep. Sometimes it can be situational, like travel. Sometimes it could, whatever it is that's keeping you awake, I'd like to take your mind off of that. So tonight I'm going to kind of walk through what I'm hearing and seeing out here as night falls. And it's like early evening, 7 p.m., late February. When you're hearing this, it'll probably be much after that. But that's just to give you a little like where I'm at thing. And yeah, it'll be a bedtime story. This one will be a meandering, I don't know what we'll do. It'll be interesting. I mean, really sound rich environment. Holy moly. Like there's a lot of chattering going on. And there was a lot of bird noises today. And we're here, we're about, I don't know if we're an hour north of Tampa. I think we're north of Tampa, where my parents live. So if you're new here, welcome. I'm glad you're here. And I think those are the only things you really need to know. This episode will be about an hour, so you got about an hour to fall asleep, or you can queue up other shows. If you're real new here, I'm a bit odd, different, strange, weird. I get these creaky dulcet tones. So, the podcast doesn't work for everybody, but I hope it works for you. I appreciate you stopping by and listening, and I really hope I can really yearn to help you fall asleep. So thanks for stopping by. All right. Hey, everybody. It's Scoots here. And as I said during the opening, I'm live here in Florida, undisclosed location, on the edge of Pasco County. I'm not in Pasco County, but I am on the edge of Pasco County, inland from, I think Pasco County is the water. I guess I don't know anything about Florida mapping, but I'm here. I'm behind my parents. I think I've just tried to describe. So I'm visiting my parents, a brief couple-day visit here. Somewhat of a surprise visit, but a positive surprise visit. It was a surprise before I came. Like, oh, you're coming to visit us. Oh, boy, really? But not planned far in advance, a type surprise visit. And I'm here, and my parents live in, I don't know what you call these things. I don't know if you call them a condo or a split level. As far as I can tell, there's four, little condos, I guess you call them, attached into one building. And they're all, just little places. And they live in a little retirement community here. And it's a very affordable place to live, and they seem very happy. And behind where they live is I don't know if it's natural or it's a swamp. Usually it's dry. The last time I was here, I can't remember if there was water or not. The other times I've been here, it's been dry. Now there's water. So it's kind of like a watershed and swampy. You know, I'm on the edge of the swamp in the grass. And I'll kind of give some background of why I chose that. Let's just go straight into it. So it's just about 7 p.m., and, you know, I live in the Bay Area, and we got a lot of light pollution. And here in Florida, I mean, this is a semi-rural area, but it's not totally rural. But already, you know, there's still, the sun is down. We missed the sunset, but it is dusk to post-dusk right now. And there's already, a lot of stars in the sky, and it's not even dark yet, totally dark. But so out behind my parents' house, I've got some trees between myself and the condominiums or whatever you call them, because there's a couple issues. One is there's air conditioning, so and then the neighbors. So last night, so I took the red eye, and I got here yesterday morning, and then last night I tried to record an opening for the show, and there was a couple issues. I started recording it, and then the air conditioning units for each individual condo would go on. And then I couldn't get a whole intro done while there was one on. If I could have got an intro done while there was one on, that would have been fine. And then I got about 13 minutes done, and then one went off at 7 minutes. So I said, well, that'll be less disturbing because it went off instead of on, and it was three doors down. But then at right around 12 minutes, one went on, and I was almost done with the intro. And then I waited about 30 minutes to see if it would go off. It didn't go off, and I said, okay, I got to go to bed. But I also had headed, and this was ignorance, what do you call it? Ignorance is bliss. Sometimes I don't think clearly. At first I said, well, I'll just go down and record by the woods, not thinking about my poor parents' neighbors. Luckily, the authorities never came. But I was I wouldn't call them woods, but a set of trees and bushes on the edge of the swamp that I have to climb through to get out here. And those were there. Yeah, but I was recording on the edge, and they said, and I had a hooded sweatshirt on. I was like, these neighbors are going to freak out, and understandably, be, you know, whatever. So, because it was about 10, this was after my parents went to bed. They go to bed at 10 o'clock in case anybody's monitoring. So that nicks last night's recording. So here I am back. I've recorded for about 2 hours. Just I was trying to get some good bird sounds while I was, catching up with my parents. And now we're here recording. I think a single engine plane's passing overhead. I'm trying to think of anything else that would be topical here. We'll see how loud this plane goes. But this is kind of a calming sound, that puttering of that single engine plane. A lot of sky activity. And they seem like small planes. I can count 1, 2, 3. And another one's going to go over us here in another minute. I don't hear that one yet. But as you can hear, we're in a rich sound environment. I have my, like, the wave. Oh, no, there's another plane. So that's four. I don't know. I lost count of the planes. Okay, so I have my new setup that I've been using. It's actually nothing's new. It's just a new method. Let's see. I used it for Skybridge Discovery Tour and the last trip to the Dickens Fair. And I found it incredibly useful, especially when I'm working with Chris Posterson from Sounds Like an Earful Studios. And just in case anybody has a podcast, I mean, there's a lot of ways to record on location audio, right? But for a sleep podcast, it's always interesting trying to balance making sure you get clean audio for my voice that's lulling, soothing tones, and then getting background noise, but that the background noise always isn't in your control. So, like, as I've made mistakes or learned from each recording opportunity I've had on location, I finally got into this dual-track method that I accidentally stumbled upon a couple things. One was have a tripod, and then I record I record the ambient, but it's also picking up my voice. And this method I came up with, and it didn't work one time when I was at a bird sanctuary, and none of that audio ended up being releasable as an episode. Because I didn't have the tripod. But so I have a tripod, and then I have an external recorder, the same one that I kind of use to record a lot of stuff on the tripod. And the external recorder is condenser mics, and it's recording majority of the ambient audio, and it's facing away from me, but then it's also getting my voice. And then I have a dynamic mic plugged into the recorder that I'm speaking into. And the thing about the dynamic mic is, if I was just using this dynamic mic, you would barely be able to hear you'd know I was outside, but it'd be very, and if you're a patron or something, or even if you're curious, you could email me or, you know, get a hold of me. I could send you maybe a sample of the two different tracks just so you could hear. But so this is like my vocal track, and the recorder is controlling the ambient track. Now, the ambient track isn't just an ambient track because it has my voice on there. So it's not like a clean ambient track. But then when we mix them in we can kind of go, and we've gone back and forth and kind of discussed it, Posty and I, with some of the Dickens episodes, is like you can control the volume of the ambient audio. I'm trying to record it very high, to get like a lot of these sounds, but then we can like, so you can hear my voice if you say, okay, that sounds pretty good, like the mix. And also if there is some sort of like my audio tracks getting recorded, but if there's something that like the ambient picks up that's like not sleep inducing, we can cut that out too. So it's a nice thing, and it's nice having the tripod. Like I can't bump the control, the recorder or anything. I know a lot of a great place to go for this is transom.org if you're into audio or podcasting. And another thing you could use is a boom mic, like the kind of ones you see in a movie, like a long, and they go by another term. And that might be another good way to pick up both, that's a good way to pick up both vocals and ambient noise. But I really like the condenser mics on these, like the two different recorders I've used by two different companies for picking up ambient. And I'm just a big fan. Like I try to spread these ambient background noise episodes out because I know some people love them. And some people it doesn't work for. But it also takes a lot more work to make them. But I find it enjoyable because I get to share these experiences with you. And oh boy, so let's get down to the experience. So even as I've talked, night has fallen a little bit thicker. A new, to my left, that new noise has started, that buzz. But we have some very distinct noises. We have very distinct stars. When I was doing my setup, I saw some bunnies. So I don't know if I'd heard something, and I said, "Well, that sounds like some sort of forest friend." Which kind? And then I saw a bunny, and it actually stopped and looked at me and said, "Hey, what are you up to?" I said, "Well, I'm recording." I said, "I'm the podcast to put you to sleep." The bunny fell asleep, No, it didn't. It did look at me, and then as it, like I moved, it said, "Well, I think I would move along. I don't know if I like you or not." But yeah, we're here. I mean, who knows? Well, maybe we'll see a shooting star by the time we're done with this. Night will have fallen fully above my head. We don't have full night sky. One of those beautiful skies where it's a gradient of colors. Not much. I said it kind of was started a little bit late for the sunset. So yeah, here I am in Florida. We're listening to these noises. I'm not sure, should we start with the noises or should we start with the stars? Like, let me give you a basic star count, and maybe like I'll take a break at some point and pull out my star app. But we have, I don't see the Big Dipper, but I wouldn't even know where to look. I don't know north, south, east, west. We have like one very prominent star that I'd seen last night. Can't remember its name. I don't think it's Vega or Betelgeuse or Polaris, but and one of those might be the North Star, maybe Polaris, I don't know. But I see that one. That was the first star I saw. Like when I started, I think I saw it. Then I see another star, could be a planet above that one, a ways, almost above my head. That's a little bit smaller, but it's burning a orange instead of a cold white light. Oh, there's the Little Dipper. I just spotted the Little Dipper. I think that has another name, you know, somebody's belt or something. And we have some milky action. I don't know if that's clouds or mist, but I'm spotting some milky action up in there in front of the Little Dipper. What could be the Little Dipper? We have, like, this triangle, like isosceles triangle. Actually, that was one of my favorite intros in the last couple of years. And I see an isosceles triangle of stars. I know I see that at home. Wow, listen to that background noise. Those things are really, they're joining in. They're like, hey, you're the guy that makes the podcast that puts you to sleep. We always hear your mom talking about you. We'd like to join. They're really joining in. And we have, like, there's no bird noises. There were earlier ones, and we'll see what happens tomorrow if I can blast out another episode here. But, yeah, so we've got these two different, I don't know if they're cicadas. Hopefully we'll get some frog going soon. Anyway, back to the stars, Scoot. So we have the isosceles triangle. That's under the bright star sky. Yeah, then we got another thing. Looks like maybe I see this great solar spatula. I don't know. It could be somebody's belt because it has those three things. It could be Orion's belt. But I'm noticing it does have a spatula aspect to it. Then I see two stars that look like... last night I saw Leo or somebody, like the lion, and I could actually see it. And looking back over my shoulder, and, you know, nothing of note. And then that's all in the pinnacle of the sky or the apex. And then as we, you know, go... lower, we're still waiting for stars to come out. As I said, there's a lot of activity in the sky, probably hobbyist, I don't know. There's a lot of small planes in the sky and some commercial planes as well. So that's interesting. And that's about it. Then we get these bug noises. So we're really in a good spot here. Hopefully we'll get some shooting stars. I really would love that so much. Okay, so I think maybe we should kick off with, we'll do some analysis of the layers of sounds, which is always fun. And it's fun, too, because I'm monitoring my audio. So I'm hearing the microphone, all the microphone's audio. And, wow, we get a really powerful star, I just noticed. That's probably a planet. Not that far off the horizon. No idea, again. I'm usually good with my directions, but not here. Whether it's north, south, east, or west. My guess would be west, but I have no clue. So, yeah, let's go into layers of sounds. We'll see what these things are trying to communicate, and we'll take it from there. Oh, quick question. Yeah, before I got to answer some of these questions that people might be having. Where are my parents? Right, it's 7 p.m. and my parents are gone. They're at play practice. My dad is performing in his community's version of The Producers. So they have play practice. And my mom is working as a seamstress, not performing as a seamstress. She's working on the dresses for some of the performers. So very cute. And I think, I don't know if they wanted me to go to play practice, but I had high anxiety thinking about that. And I think they could see it on my face. And I was trying to work up the courage to say, is it important? They said, do you want to go to play practice? And then I don't know if I answered it. I think I, like, I'm not a good sign. And then I was talking, we were in the car, and I said, okay, Drew, maybe you should ask them, do you want me to go to play practice with you? You know, to, like, is it like a thing, you know, where he's like, and again, this, we all returned to the days of school at the schoolyard, you know, just like me, just like the song, me and Julio. But, you know, do you want your son to say, oh, my son's visiting me and this is him. And, he's the one that makes this strange podcast. that's actually the best introduction, because they say, well, that makes sense. You know, it actually gives me permission to be myself. But I couldn't work up, and it didn't seem like we had spent the day together, and there was only like one or two moments where, we were, you know, you know, they got heated, or I got, you know, my patience began to wane, and family dynamics get, you know, so it was mostly a great day. So I said, well, there was no pressure. I said, maybe tomorrow, it could go to play practice, but he said, I don't know, what would I do there? You know, I got stressed. And, you know, it could be about my, I don't know, it could be, you know, it could be just me. You know, it's just me. It is just me. And maybe one day, I mean, when I listen back to this, then I'll say, okay, next, like, hopefully, I don't know, I'm here to visit them. Who am I having this conversation with? And I'm happy to be here. We had lunch. We had dinner last night with Dave and Joanne, two other friends. And then we had lunch today. We went to the beach, and not the beach on the ocean. Well, they live close to the Gulf. And if you listen to this podcast a lot, maybe you don't know this. I love swimming. I love water. I'm an Aquarius, and it is true. Like, I am a water person. I love the water. And I wish one day to have, you know, the means to live near a body of water that I can swim in. I like being near a body of water, like the Bay of San Francisco and the ocean. But my dream is to be someplace where I can swim on a regular basis. Preferably salt water. Fresh bodies of natural water would be second. And then artificial bodies of water would be third. Like a stagnant, swampy water would be, yeah, fourth. But this was a, and I don't have any of the actual facts on this, but according to my parents, this was an old quarry for some sort of rock, decorative rock. And at some point during a settlement from the Horizon settlement, the Pasco County got enough money to make this into like a lake. I guess there's natural springs there. I did find that out. There's three natural springs, and they filled the quarry with water. They put a beach around it. Not that simple. It's pretty nice. It's called, I don't know what it's called. I forgot what it was called. And I did go swimming, a little shallow because of the, and it's February. It wasn't bad though. The water temperature was 72. It felt like about 64, but a nice 64. The air temperature was 80, and it was a holiday, so the beach was pretty busy. Everyone seemed very delightful. There was crabs in the water. I helped some boys, probably 10 years old. They were catching crabs, and they said, hey, mister, can you block a crab for us? And I said, can I block a crab for you? Of course I can block. So what is it? Yeah. And I successfully used my shadow to redirect a crab, and the boys caught the crab, and then he looked at it and then set it free. And then we went to lunch. You know, my parents, they don't eat dinner. Like, I don't know if this is a thing with retired people, but my parents, they only eat 1.5 meals a day. So they like to eat around 2 o'clock, which is not my eating schedule. But we did. I had a fresh grouper sandwich, and it was delicious. Holy moly! And they said it was fresh from the Gulf of Mexico. Not even like a. I didn't do any research to make sure the grouper, you know, but it was good. And I think that's about it. I mean, that's when we got back. I said, Mom, Dad, it's great that we swam in the quarry, but I really got to get into the Gulf. I got to get into this Gulf of Mexico and get swimming. So I said, let's drive to this other beach I saw on a map. And that beach was more on like a canal, like a boating canal, than the Gulf of Mexico. So I was severely disappointed. I just kept it to myself, but I said, well, yeah, I can't swim. I want to swim in the Gulf. I did right after my plane landed, I got my parents to drive to another. I said, let's hit, they don't have like coastal drives here, but I said, I got to get to the coast, you know, I got to get to the water. So I said, let's go to, Tarpon Springs. Because I knew they had rented a house there a couple of years ago, or before they moved to Florida, they rented a house in Florida. And they said, oh, okay. So then I found a beach in Tarpon Springs, and I had been up all night, you know, in this red eye. And I got my feet in the water and my face in the Gulf, but I didn't have a swimsuit. And, oh, no, I did have a swimsuit on. I didn't have a towel, so I didn't go in. So that's some other things. Crickets on my story. I wish I had a joke, then I could have crickets. So yeah, so we're out here, we're behind their house, and let's talk layers of sound now. So we got, let's see. So we got the one layer, which is the wind or traffic layer. I'm guessing it's actually a traffic layer because it's been pretty consistent the whole time we've been recording. I don't know if you can hear it in there. You don't really need it. It's like a, you know, slight breezy sound at the bottom of the, I don't know if it's at the bottom of the audio spectrum, but, you know, like when I'm picturing it at the bottom of the audio spectrum down there. So we have that layer. And that's a nice layer. It gives us a nice, consistent, you know, foundation. And I don't know what it would be like without it, but it's there. And this is what I love about making the spec, is it gets me really to appreciate, because other than that, I'd say we only have two noises, and one is to my left, mostly, and that is like the higher-pitched, consistent sound you're hearing that sounds like almost like it could be staccato. I bet if it was slowed down just a little bit, it'd be a staccato sound. But there's not really a break in it, and you know I'm seeing if I can passively aggressively cause a break in it. Whoever, you know, must be exhausting keeping that sound up. And then there's another sound which is more of like a chirp. It's not a chirping. Oh no! And now I'm picking up a third chirping sound, like a traditional cricket sound. It comes in and out every once in a while, but then there's this more dominant noise. Which I don't know how to describe it. Really pushing my vocabulary. It's like a... Oh, and there's that one, the slurp. I don't know if you heard that one. It sounded like some sort of insect said slurp. It wasn't a slurp noise. It just said slurp, and then it stopped. But this predominant noise of saying feather, 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 feather. Like that noise is out there. And that was the first noise to come up once the bird noise... Oh, there's slurp again. So we have more noises, and there's probably more below this that I'm not picking up on. Okay, so I'm seeing something in the sky. I'm always looking. There was one time somebody said, "Hey, the space station's going overhead," and I got to watch it go overhead, and I've never replicated that before. This is like a star, I think, that just appeared. I was projecting onto it. But slurp just said something. So we have slurp, which is, it sounds like an individual insect hanging. Probably if I was going to pick, no offense to everybody else out there, but if I was going to pick a sidekick, it probably would be slurp. I haven't got a look at slurp, so I don't know. Then we have trill. There's definitely this other one, the non-stop. Oh, it just paused when I said trill, so it said that's right. Oh, it likes trill. Did you hear that? Those little trill. It stops when I say trill. Look at that. A little bit of a delayed reaction. But this is live insect communication. Get your entomologists, get your etymologists, and have them work out which one I'm supposed to be talking to. Because trill here. I got trill and slurp in the house. And then I don't know what this other one, what we're going to call it. There's a lot of them, so it'd be more of a communal mind. And they're all around at a distance. Slurp and Trill, you know, let me know if you think anything. But then there's the noises you miss out on, you know, like... Cricket. There's the traditional lonely cricket that said, once I was the most beautiful sound. The chirping, chirp, 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 chirp. Chirper. Now, chirpy. Those are two. I don't like either one of those. Slurp and chirp, though. What if you two partner up? What do you think about that, chirp? Otherwise, you don't get a nickname. Slurp and chirp and Trill. Trill, slurp, and chirp. I think those were, I think that was like a group that tried to get in on Belle Biv DeVoe's like fame. Oh, Trill did not. Don't worry, Trill. This podcast, we never throw shade, even in the dark here. Holy cow! Everybody's so Trill and Slurp just went silent on me. But that gives us more to think of. Trill just wants me to try to think of a name for these other ones. And this is a nice sound. I like it. It reminds me of the sound something would make, like falling. The sound maybe you would hear on another planet. Oh, Trill's switching up instruments. Are you playing a woodwind now? Did you, like, lick your reed? Is that what they say before you play the woodwind? Is that what you're doing, Trill? Yeah, so we got Trill, we got Chirp, I'm trying to buy time. Another plane's passing overhead. Very busy airspace here. Chirp, chirp, chirp. Chirp and Slurp. I haven't heard anything from Slurp in a while. And let's be observant if you can do it with me. Now don't worry about if you hear something and I never hear it, you know, don't be too disappointed. But let's see. I think Trill just... Is that you, Trill? Because that is a nice... Yeah, I think Trill picked up another woodwind, licked the reed, stuck it in there. You're really blasting on that horn. I like it, Trill. It's very electric, almost. Very, very good stuff. Oh, boy, what a job. Good job, Trill. Look at this. This is live praise. What's the difference? I remember about 10 years ago I read an article... So before I had a child, but the difference between encouragement and praise, I should be encouraging. I think encouragement, is this the Gottman method? Anyone, any insects into the Gottman method? It's not, Slurp just said it's not the Gottman method. Thanks. But yeah, dude, like, so encouragement and praise, like encouragement is, Trill, could you come over here and tell me what is that instrument you changed? How did you learn how to do that? Is that encouragement? I really enjoy that thing you are playing. What do you call that instrument, and where did you learn? Or what can you tell me? I think that's along where praise is just, oh, I love it when Slurp and Trill and Chirp are playing all together right now. Oh, how, like, see, they don't respond to praise. Oh, Trill just shut right down. Wow, praise shut down. Oh, Trill's back. Wow, Trill, I really like how you started to compliment my speaking. How did you know how to start playing again, Trill? Could you tell me how you knew? I'm just so impressed. And I'm actually, this is... Oh boy, was that Slurp or somebody else? We might have a new person in the house. Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls and friends beyond the binary. I think... It was an echo, so maybe part of your name would be Echo. Echo, how about Echo Bass? BASE, though. Like, I was a big fan of third bass. Echo Bass. What do you think about that? Oh, you're Slurp. It's just, sorry, Slurp. I didn't mean to make up a new nickname for you. I said it's Slurp. Sorry, that's embarrassing. Sorry. Oops. Yeah, I know it's you, Slurp. I know. So, Slurp, I think I got it. Have you heard from Chirp at all lately? Because I haven't heard from Chirp, but I could be, you know, it could be that I'm just not listening. I'm talking, but that kind of is part of the podcast. Don't worry, Trill. I have to work my encouragement around the planet Earth. I can't just hold it for you. I guess that's like withholding. Did I just withhold praise? I'm sorry. I'm so sorry, Trill. Hey, who was it? Was that Slurp? Are you in two different places at once? Oh, get back to naming. I think Slurp wants me to get back to naming these other friends. Yeah, I'm trying. Like, I think part of me is buying time till I get the right name. It would be great if that wasn't you, Slurp, and it was someone that I could call Echo Base. You know, I know it's just you, Slurp. I can tell. What about Chirp? Haven't heard from Chirp in a while. What about Butterbirds? I know these creatures aren't birds, but butter. Are they saying butter? No, I guess not. It's something close, though. Slurp, you got anything for me? Trill, it sounds like you're jamming on the low. Are you applying for the nickname Echo Base? Trill, how did you know? Oh, Trill, how did you know how to change up the tone of your instrument to get a new nickname? And why would you want another nickname other than Trill? Because it's too close to Shrill, and you think that I'm trying to make a point? Well, could be. No offense, but it's not Shrill. Trill is like one letter more at later. You're right, because it's not Shrill. It's post-Trill, like kind of like I'm post-hip, post-cool. You're post-Shrill, which is a good thing. Like the other ones are like debatable. Okay, holy moly, I just happened to turn my head. What in the heck? We got something rising up from the earth here. I don't know if maybe that's the direction of the airport, but it looks like, I guess it's a plane. I thought it was like a moving planet or something, like at a high speed. Okay, back to the naming of these insects. Butterbirds. You're right, it's more, but they are bird-like. Anybody agree? Slurp, give me a slurp if you agree with me. Or just do it to please me. Thanks, Slurp. You really are the best. Oh, wait, am I supposed to encourage you to Slurp? Oh, Slurp, how did you know to respond to my cue? It was just like you were listening to me. How'd you get so good at listening? Could you tell me three tips for listening that you use, Slurp? Okay, one, slurping. Okay, that's good. What else? Because I got to tell you, I wish I could listen like you do, Slurp, and that's what I'm here to learn from you. Whenever you're ready to chime in with point number two, how do you listen like a slurp? We could work on an ebook. Did you say slurp? Hey, Trill and Slurp, could you tell all whatever? I got most of my. Oh, that was point three. Listen. Oh. Sorry, I was talking, Slurp. So I almost missed point three, but I heard it. Can you tell anything that's landing on me not to do that? Because the only things exposed are my face and hands. Right. Yeah, everything else is covered. Okay, so don't have a name for these other bugs, and let me listen for a little while, see if we're, and then we'll get into some star action. What does everybody say about that? Yes, Slurp. Oh boy, we have a bird. It's a bird. It's a brain. It's a bird brain. Bird brain in the house. You're not a bird. Well, you are to me. Well, I mean, Chirp's taken. I'm sorry. Oh, I hear a croak. You're right. I think that was the cricket. Slurp and chirp. I don't know. Is that croaking sound? Is that chirp or slurp? Yeah, I'm sorry. Your bird brain. Well, you stopped. Oh, I just heard something else. So yeah, I don't have any names for all of you that are making the majority of the noise yet. No, I'm sorry. Anything with love, I can't name all of you love tweeters. No, I can't. You think I studied insects like other people study real languages to just like you gotta get a nickname. No, all of you can't be called Echo Base. That's going to be Trill's performance name, DJ Echo Base. By the way, I just did that publicly, so you can't use it Slurp liked it. Did you just hear that? DJ Echo Bass with Slurp. Featuring Slurp. You're right, Slurp. Of course, featuring Slurp. I don't know if that might have been the high point of the episode. I don't know if it, once you say DJ Echo Bass, you know, you can't really go on from that. But we will. We will, because this is a podcast to sleep to anyway. I'm so glad you're here to be here with me. I wish you could see what I'm seeing, because starlight, star bright, so many stars I see tonight. I wish you may. I wish you might. Slurp with my friends like Slurp tonight. Oh, Slurp. Slurp, are you going to get in this hoodie with me in my pocket? Did you want to do like a human marsupial insect thing? Slurp, did you hear what I said? Because that was a pretty sweet offer, I think. Oh, I think Slurp just whispered to me that I'm not careful enough. Which is probably correct. You're right on that, Slurp. Okay, so let's... Well, let's see if we can hear any other animals. How about that, Slurp? It's not the Slurp show. Oh, we get another celestial body moving. That could be a satellite. But there was something like a satellite. So I'll pause the recording in a minute before we get into the star stuff. Just want to keep getting distracted by my friends, and I can't think of a name for these other. How about the star singers? That's it. There you go. The rest of the insects are the star singers. Oh no, you're right. The fabulous star singers. Thank you for making that work. Kind of like the fabulous Thunderbirds. Slurp likes it. Trill. Oh boy, I just heard another character come out. It was like kind of like a groggle sound. You're right. Okay, could you make that sound? Hey, Trill, Slurp, could you? Okay, just barely heard it. It was like a groggle. Yeah, what did we say? The fabulous star singers. What do you all think about that? They freaking love it. Holy great. So we got Trill, a.k.a. DJ Echo Bass, Slurp and Chirp, and the fabulous star singers. I think we could rent a room. I don't think you could get a room better than the one I'm sitting in now, except for the stuff that better not be skeeters right now. I got long pants on. Oh, Slurp just said they were. Thanks, Slurp. You should have got some off. I'm pretty well covered. But yeah, it's hard because the podcast, I can't have these big gaps in my talking, so I got to keep talking, but I'm trying to find any spots where I can slurp. I'm trying to piece some thoughts together, see if there's any other noises I'm missing. And I know I've handed out so much praise and encouragement tonight that it's going to be all downhill for you insects after I leave tonight, huh? Oh, you thought I was serious when I said... I never said we were going on tour, fabulous star singers. No, I did not. I never said we were going on tour. Okay, I guess I over-encouraged. I never said anything about that, Slurp. I never made any... I did promise you could be my marsupial insect. Maybe that could be the first song you work on. If you can all follow through... Like, work on something, my marsupial insect. You know, maybe like a little bit of, I don't know, you surprise me, I guess is what I'm saying. Well, you're going to have to, no, Slurp, you play one role, but you can't just slurp your way to success. I mean, what I could use help with is just identifying any wonderful sounds I'm missing for this tour. So, yeah, I'm trying to see. I mean, I do hear the crickets a little bit on and off. I haven't heard Trill. Oh, I didn't realize you switched instruments again, Trill. I can hear you now. Thank you. Yeah, I hear you. You're just playing a little bit lighter. You're showing me your range. That's important. Show me your range. Okay, so maybe I'll just pay attention to all of you, but I'm going to pay attention to the stars, too. And no, I mean, there's room for everyone here. And don't worry. Fabulous star singers are singing. Oh, you're singing a song to the stars, all of you together. Slurp just said it. No. Well, let's just pretend, because this is a work of like historical fiction. You know, we'll make it work, right? Slurp. Did you need more encouragement or more praise? Tell me which one. And how did you know I should be encouraging you more? Oh, just slurp. What a brilliant mind you have. Yep, you're slurp, no doubt about it. One day, they'll stay scoots and slurp. That'll be when they're calling our order at Steak and Shake later, actually. Oh, you don't eat Steak and Shake. Well, that's too bad. Okay, slurp, I'm going to fire up the Sky Safari or whatever I have on my phone here. And I'm also going to stop the recording, you know, just in case the recording, you know, so we have everything on here. Okay, so here we are, I guess, Sky Safari fired up. And let's see what we see. The big star is Sirius, the bright one I was talking about. And then the one, I don't know if that's the one on the horizon because it's behind it. Oh, no, I can see one. Is that what I'm seeing? Canopus. These are stars I'm not super familiar with. Definitely on the first. Betelgeuse is the orange one I was talking about earlier. Of course, Betelgeuse. Oh, that's Betelgeuse. Oh, sorry about that. Oh, wait, no, is that? Okay, if I go. So right now I'm looking. I'm facing southeast where I'm sitting. And Procyon is the closest star to me. And then we have Castor and Pollux. I can see them pretty clearly. Looking good, you two. I know Pollux, I'm familiar with your name. I don't know what you do or, you know, don't ask me. I already hired a bunch of insects to go on tour. So unfortunately for all you stars. Yes, did you hear Slurp? Slurp is, I guess I'm Slurp's representative. Slurp doesn't know who we hired, but, and then as I did, I was correct when I identified that as Orion's Belt, one of the first big star, like, assumptions I've ever made. Not that far away from that is Rigel, which does sound like something at Rigel 1. That sounds like a place we got to get the plans or something over to Rigel 1. And then my phone just went off. What about this isosceles triangle? It's not really coming up here. Let's see if I hit zoom, what happens. I'm still not seeing the great... oh, here we go. It's Sahil al-Muhif. Is that it? Is that involved in there? According to this, it's not above the... Oh, no, here it is. Wezen, Adhara, and something else. Does that sound right? That looks like my isosceles. And let's see what else. So let's see if we can actually find a actual constellation. Finding a constellation. The scooter story. This is the podcast which you see... And I did say I was seeing some Milky Way action or something, some milk, right around Betelgeuse, and I still am seeing that. And according to my map or the animations on here, that looks like I was making a correct assumption. Gemini is over here, but that's at the peak of the sky, to the right of Castor and Pollux. I don't know if Castor and so those are the twins. Are those the heads of the twins? It must be. Castor and Pollux, how you doing? Are those your names? Have you been watching? Would you want to underwrite this tour? I have the fabulous, what did I call them? Starbirds? Fabulous star singers. Slurp. There was a new person just auditioning. I'm not sure I caught who they are. Trill, who you could hear. Trill really is good at constantly making noise. That's praise. Trill, how do you manage if you could talk to these two later about how do you manage to just keep playing, that would be great. You're kind of like Kenny G, able to play a note, you know, through your nose and all that. We did have, oh yeah, Trill also goes by DJ Echo Bass, B-A-S-E. Oh wait, so it only took Dow to figure out, oh no, B-A-S-S, not B-A-S-E. I was confused about the spelling of bass, because Rob Bass spells it B-A-S-E. Is it bass? Echo Bass? That would be more of a fishing lure. So, I'd love to. Castor and Pollux, pleasure to meet you. I did already call Beetlegeist a few times. One of earlier movies I saw in a movie theater. So that's great. Those are the two heads of twins. I could have sworn if you could point me in the right direction. C&P, do you mind if I... What about C&P Music Factory? Nothing. But are you the heads of the twins? I just would... Oh, here's Leo now. I'm seeing Leo just rising on my sky. So Regulus. Valor Regulus. How you doing? What's up with it? I like that. To the left of Valor Regulus are some of the stars for Leo. And I see two of them. One is Regulus. And then... one is like the center of the back. Not quite dark enough, I don't think, to see all of Leo. But I can almost make out because Leo's more towards the horizon. We do have a celestial body moving, but I don't think I have whatever's turned on to see man-made objects. Let's see what else we got above me. Castor and Pollux. Capella is way above me if I'm looking back, which isn't great for my, the sound of the show, looking over my head. I don't see any moon. I don't know what the moon situation is. Castor, Pollux, what's the moon sitch? You know, did you hear when I spotted Orion's belt? Now, hopefully one day, hopefully it'll be in a, romantic situation. I'll say, look at those up there. That's Castor and Pollux, the twins of Gemini. And when you see them across the sky from Orion's belt, it's time to kiss. Also, I represent DJ Echo Bass. Oh, you want to kiss DJ Echo Bass? Yeah, terrific. Anyway, that was great. they just killed mood, even with Sleep Podcast. Beetlegeist, who else is Rigel One? You gotta get the plans from Rigel One over to Canopus. Puppis, P-U-P-P-I-S. That's a pretty good one. Is that a constellation or a star? Or are you happy to see me? What am I saying? Rigel One. Alintac and Aliniam. Bellatrix is by not that far from Beetlegeist. Oh, those are the stars in Orion's belt, I believe. I didn't know your names. I just knew you as Orion's belt. You know, because I'm always looking to represent. I'm not actually looking to represent anybody. I was just trying to give nicknames out, and then somehow these insects thought I said, "Well, this seems like a budding business." I don't think it is, to be honest. If you hear, I may hear some croaking. My voice is a little croaky. You're right. Yeah, it seems to be a new moon or something. I don't see any moon anywhere. I was just looking around. Oh, Slurp moved. I don't know if you can tell where Slurp is, but Slurp's now... Slurp's been to my back left the whole time. Now Slurp's close to behind my head. So I think Slurp's thinking about taking me up on the offer of getting in the pouch of my sweatshirt. You know, hanging. Slurp, I'll let you watch TV. You could just tell me which channel, because I'm guessing you wouldn't be able to change the channels. I didn't catch what channel you want to watch. You'd probably be better if you told me when we're inside. But yeah, so we got, there's two planes in the sky right now, all stars. And really, still not fully dark yet. Still dusk, I would say. Dusk to dusk. Is there a poem in there? And really, I never can think, I'm always like so stunned at the beauty of the night sky that it's really hard for me to describe it, because I feel like I'm doing it a disservice with my silliness and my ability to take it in and the layers of it, and this is still early night. It's just, it's mesmerizing. in, like the shape of it. Wow, I mean, really just like soaking it in here, this expanse. I mean, right now I'm really feeling the expanse of the night sky. And as I said, like I always like felt like it's a dome, but lately I've been feeling like it's so much more. I don't know. It's just a lovely, lovely evening here. Probably in the 60s is first temperature, but I have a sweatshirt on, so that's good to know. And hoping for a shooting star. I don't know if anybody remembers. This was one of my favorite songs back in the day. Waiting for a Star to Fall. I don't know. It was a one-hit wonder, I think. Hadn't thought of it in a long time. But I am sitting here waiting. You know, if anybody can take a hint up there in the celestial bodies. And I've never seen one like yours. You know what I'm saying? If you could, you know, send us a shooting star, falling star. How about a traveling star? How about a, you know, a meteorite? Send me a sign. Also, if you have any agents out there that could represent a, I'm not even sure if these are insects, to be honest, stars. Pollux, can you hear me? Betelgeuse, hey, what's up? Oh no, that was a plane. I thought it was a shooting star. I thought it could have been, maybe it was, I was hoping it was Betelgeuse riding some sort of really cool, you know, like, I don't know what Betelgeuse would do, like a flying seahorse? Well, Betelgeuse, what would you fly in on from outer space and beyond? Are they still working on a Betelgeuse 2 with, I mean, talk about a great cast. You got Michael Keaton, Alec Baldwin, Gina Davis. Like some of the other great character actors in there whose names from SCTV, please come to me. Not coming to me, but some really, 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 so I don't know if they're working on that, or not. What would that would be like? That would be a real challenge. Slurp, what do you think? Have you seen Betelgeuse, before? No answer. Slurp, you see any other new planets that I should be checking out? Any planetary bodies? I think you're right, Slurp. Slurp didn't say anything. Slurp could already, maybe Slurp's already snuggled in with my phone. Let's see if I'm hearing Trill at all. Still hearing, don't worry, what are we, fabulous star singers, I can still hear all of you singing your tale of the song. I don't want to be a star critic, but or star singer critic, but a bit repetitive. Very good to sleep to. You're right. You really know how to pick up on tone. Perfect for a sleep podcast. Brilliant. You're hired. Yeah, just stay here, and I'll be out with the contract in a couple of days. Also, I don't know if you know about but yeah, I think there's two more planes in the sky. I don't think I guess the last time I did a star episode was on Lake Ontario, and so they probably have less plane, I don't know, there was a much less plane activity here. I guess a lot of planes fly over Central Florida, or I don't even know, I don't know where we are technically, our north, okay, we got, oh no, it's another high-flying plane, we got a lot, the planes fly really high. I don't know if that's 30,000. Like, what's the highest a plane can fly? How about that for a song, Star Singers? Something with a heart. What's a, not as high as my heart? We'll put that in parentheses. What's the highest a plane could fly? Parentheses. Not as high as my heart. Star Singers. Fabulous Star Singers. Featuring DJ Echo Bass and Slurp. Slurp did say something on that one, so that's good. So yeah, we're out here. We're live on location. We're chilling, you know, chilling. I'm sorry. I gotta apologize once again to the beauty of Mother Nature, because I'm sitting here in a old school lawn chair, and to my right is some sort of lovely plant. What's your name? Oh, plants don't speak. and it's on a stalk. Is that what you call that, a stalk? And like a wheat-like plant, like a wheat. I didn't say weed. No, I said a wheat-like plant. And in the dark evening sky, you look much different than probably during the day. But it looks like you've got some budding going, and you're pre-flowery. And you're just kind of moving in the breeze very seductively. If I was a normal person, I'd probably say I've never kissed a plant before, but I have. I have kissed a plant romantically. It was during a time of extreme loneliness. No, closed mouth. It was a plant. I had two plants when I was in college. One was groggily. And the other one was something, it had a three name, kind of like DJ, I haven't changed, and like a something Snapdog. I can't remember, that was the names of my plants, Groggily and something Snapdog. And I don't remember which plant it was that I kissed, but one night after I'd had a few drinks, for some reason I was walking around carrying houseplants, and I kissed my plant in a romantic fashion. I've kissed a plant. I think I've shared it on the podcast before. You know, Katy Perry and other singers have kissed girls, and I've kissed plants. Story of my life. That's why I make a sleep podcast. The podcast that puts you to sleep. It doesn't keep you up. But I don't know if I'd kiss you, just because, and no offense, as seductive as your movements are, one, because it's dark and I don't really know. Plus, like, it kind of feels like a ragweed-type situation. Like, I don't know if I'm, like, you know. But how about if I, like here, I'm going to kiss my hand. And this will be live. The audience will be able to experience this. I'm kissing a plant. That's a plutonic kiss. Is it, like, what do you call that? Passing a kiss? When you kiss your hand and then touch, pass. I just passed you a kiss. I did hear that new... That was a croaker. Thanks, plant. And this plant's been watching over the whole podcast. Doing a great job, by the way. I hope my chair isn't on you. If it is, let me know. I guess you can't. Great. This would be a great place for someone like... you know what? This is interesting to bring up here so late in the show. Like, all these insects are out here. I never see them. And I'd love to get in touch, like, I don't know if anybody's listening this late that is an expert on this stuff, and, like, or can point me to, like, one of those creative YouTube channels about stuff like this. But I would love to know what all these lovely characters look like now that we're all working, now that we're in business together, so that if Slurp landed by me, I wouldn't be surprised. You know, I could have my expectations set, so I couldn't be like, oh boy, that's what Slurp looks like. You are not getting in my sweatshirts. Instead, say, you know, I could use some encouragement and praise and say, Slurp, holy moly, how do you get your wings like? Oh, just Slurp. That's how you do it. You Slurp your wings. Okay. So that's Slurp. Oh boy. Trill, is that you? Trill's just breaking out. Trill's closing out the night with some serious jams. Wow. I'm going to have to make an assumption that is Trill. Really blasting it. Beautiful. That's praise, I think. I should have been encouraging, and Trill stopped. Was that DJ... Like, that was such a creative... help me out here, audience. I'm on the right track. That was such a creative... like whatever you're doing. What do you call this? Because it's just so creative. I wouldn't even know what to call it, Trill. Or do you prefer I refer to you as DJ Echo Bass? Because, wow. Now, are you using, like, your abdomen for any of this? Could you explain to me what your method is? What are your big... Trill, could you tell me some of your biggest influences and why? Is this encouragement or praise? Or just futile... Thanks. That was my brain, actually. A futile attempt to praise. Well, it's an attempt nonetheless. How about that? So yeah, here we are. It's still. I can't call it full night. Because at the edge of the sky, we still have some brightness. You know, in another, yet another plane going overhead. And one thing I'll say about these planes, they're doing a great job of not being irritating. They're either flying at such a high altitude that they're really not bothering the podcast. And then when you have someone whose ability to make noise, I just can't even understand. Oh, Slurp. Yeah, Slurp, I was talking about you and DJ Echo Bass. How do you do it? And also, like, what do you do? Like, I know you don't have access to Gatorade or caffeine. I had to drink, there was no sugared soda in my pants. I had to drink two, I drank one Diet Pepsi and one Diet Coke because I was feeling lethargic before I started recording. About 40 minutes before I started recording, I started drinking those. Didn't want to have coffee because I didn't want to totally mess up my sleep schedule. Oh boy, that is some great playing. Holy, I know that's praise, but I don't know any other way. I tell you from hanging out with my mom, who's now a grandmother, I don't know if I know any other way, Trill, other than praise you. And the fabulous sky singers and the sky, actual stars in the sky. It'd be great if you shot me a shooting star to wish on. This plant here that I thought about kissing, Trill, DJ Echo Bass, Slurp. How about a Slurp? Haven't heard from your buddy Chirp in a while, or any of the other characters we were thinking about naming. But when you have Slurp and DJ Echo Bass and then the fabulous star singers, I don't know if you really, I mean, no offense to the other, you know, the one that just flew in my face, the insects that don't make noises, and this lovely plant, you can't really go wrong. And then you have Pollux, Betelgeuse, and then the other stars whose names I forget. Oh boy. Good thing I'm not in the star business. I'm two more planes way, way high in the sky here. I guess I'm blown away. I mean, maybe the flights from Tampa and Orlando and Miami. I mean, I guess those are all flying areas. And this is the Monday of a long weekend, so I'm sure a lot of people are flying home. So that does make sense. You're right. You're right and I'm wrong. Let's agree to disagree. Stars. Okay, there's something moving that I don't think is a plane, slowly moving. Or is it giving me the illusion of movement? I think I may be under the influence of illusionary movement here. Let's see what the, you got to reset this compass or something here. Okay, so I don't know if I hit the wrong button, but I wasn't able to find out what that celestial body was. I don't think it's moving, and now I can't even remember where in the sky I was looking. Once you start looking on this, for some reason there's like an arrow now on this app, and can't get it off the screen. There's Betelgeuse, Sirius. I want to thank you. I want to thank Rigel for making an appearance tonight, and Canopus, Wezen, I'm not sure if I see you. Oh, yeah, you're one of the Isosceles Triangle Trio. Wezen, Adhara, and the other star whose name I don't have on me. Who else I want to thank tonight? I want to thank Procyon, which was the one that sounded like we'd go for. Oh, Rigel, did I already say you? I thought there was another one over there who sounded like a Star Wars planets. Betelgeuse, never forget you. Don't you forget about me. Regulus, like regulate. And then Orion's Belt, of course. Can never give enough credit to Orion's Belt and the stars in that one, whatever they're called. The twins, Pollux and Castor. I don't know if you're the heads of the twins or but you're all right by me. Yeah, the other stars in the sky, the ones I didn't get a chance to appreciate because of this beautiful, I mean, how can I appreciate when I can't sing with my legs or whatever my friends are doing, you know? It's just a pleasure to be here in your company. And to be honest, I don't have the vocabulary. I don't have there's a couple of cool ones appearing on the horizon. Yeah, I guess I just want to say my big thanks. I want to thank Trill, DJ Echo Bass, who's still rocking it. I don't know how Trill DJ Echo Bass does it, but I'm always impressed. I've never been more impressed. And if I could get some of my questions, Slurp, somewhere around here is a little friend called Slurp. And while one word does that sound justice, it doesn't do with the joy that you brought to me tonight. How did you bring me so much joy tonight, Slurp? Just by being you, that's how, and that's all you have to do. I think that's like the, is that where you try to get with encouragement? Maybe I'll just cut ahead and Chirp, who we haven't heard from in a while, but Chirp was really, you know, really did a good job to start us off tonight. And below everything, not just the sound of the traffic out on State Route, whatever, but the fabulous, I'm trying to think of a way to work in some encouragement, the spectacular, like how they come together to all sing at once, to sing the praises of the stars, the fabulous Star Singers, everybody. And we're here, we're out here somewhere in the northern hemisphere, southern part of the northern, something like that, you know, down in the Florida way. And not that far from the Gulf. I got a stomach full of grouper, and I wouldn't have it. I wouldn't trade it for the world unless I heard one more thing from Slurp, because you know, that's always nice to hear from Slurp and to close this out. And I'm sure if I find the right combination of encouragement and praise for Trill. Now, what would you do? Let's try this. See if this one works. Trill, DJ Echo Bass, if you wanted to hear from Slurp, because how do you manage to have such healthy relationships with people like Slurp? Never heard of Slurp. Oh boy, I guess somebody's gotten too much. I guess I gave too much encouragement. Oh no, too much praise. You're right. And this isn't what is this? I don't know if I may be giving out fragmentary praise, but not conditional. Are you supposed to give out conditional praise? No idea. I don't know either. I'm just trying to get. Okay, so I definitely am seeing. I must be looking in the direction of the Tampa Bay Airport as I'm noticing these planes now, because now I'm seeing them head up into the sky. A beautiful place, a place that's the apple of my eye, the apple of my ear, DJ Echo Bass and Slurp and the fabulous Star Singers. You make the fabulous Thunderbirds seem dull. No offense to them. I don't even know if they still get together. And I can tell you, is one of them, I think... I don't know. I don't know them. They seem like very nice guys, though. But I don't know any of their songs. Maybe I just move on. I'm trying to buy time until I hear from Slurp one more time. But it's been a pleasure being in all your presence and letting my audience in your world. How'd you do such a good job of letting my audience hear you? And letting them be a part of your evening, I feel like I can't believe I get to lie my head back and look back at the sky, at these stars. You know, they've been looked on. Wow, it's just mind-boggling. The beauty of sound, the beauty of sight, so much to be grateful for. And grateful to be here trying to observe and soak in some of this loveliness, so that people can non-observe and sink in. But either way, I can be here with you. You can be here with me. We can be here with DJ Echo Bass, a.k.a. Trill, featuring, starring, and collaborating with the fabulous Star Singers, performing live under a starry sky. You freaking get Degas, get him over here. Or whoever, you know, Van Gogh, too. You know, get them both. Get them out here. Get them set up. They're probably, actually, they're probably up there, right? You know, we didn't get Betelgeuse to ride in on a star-based seahorse, but that would have been sweet. Would have been nice. And, you know, it would be nice if I got a goodbye kiss or something from my buddy Trill. I mean, Slurp. But I know, you know, times change, seasons change. This beautiful plant that I did plant to kiss on. It was a plutonic kiss, but maybe tonight in my dreams will be intertwined in some mind-bogglingly strange way. But it's been an honor. It's been an honor to be with all of you. Thanks for joining me here. I really love to be here. And thanks for stopping by. And I'll play you out with a little maybe we'll get a little dose of Slurp. A little extra performance of DJ Echo Bass and the fabulous Star Singers.